HarperCollins presents Operation Tulip, a World War II secret agent series, by Deborah Swift, read by Polly Edsel. Chapter 1. Amsterdam, Holland, October 1944. Nancy glanced through the slash of rain to where Josef, tall and dark, in a belted raincoat, was checking the others were in position. He stooped to tie a shoelace as he came out from the shelter of the weighhouse, one of the oldest buildings in Amsterdam, with its distinctive pointed towers. He looked up briefly, and Nancy silently returned his gaze before checking her watch. She was taut with nerves. 4:25 p.m. Obermeier should appear at any moment. As an agent, Nancy often worked solo, but she'd agreed to this mission because she was the only one of her resistance friends who knew what Obermeier looked like. A short, stout Nazi with an unmistakable pouchy face. She'd recognize his calculated expression of mild surprise anywhere. It was designed to make you think him merely a bland civil servant and not the most feared torturer in the Dutch SS. Time to go. As she walked down the street, she glanced to the newsstand to see another of their men reading the headlines on the front of the booth. She'd already seen Wim, sheltering by the tram stop, and Ava was waiting with the van, just around the corner. Nancy strolled down the road towards the bank, where Obermeier was due to meet one of what he called his V-men, informers who infiltrated the Dutch resistance to sell their secrets to the Nazis. According to her intelligence, Obermeier met the same man every week at 4:30 outside the bank. All she had to do now was to identify Obermeier by stopping as soon as she saw him and opening up her handbag, and her comrades would do the rest and bundle him and any accomplice into the van. Once they had him, by God, they'd get the name of any traitor and give him what was coming to him. Hence this kidnap. A horrible job, but necessary. As she passed the bank doorway, she clocked a man waiting there. A sharp intake of breath. Elmo? Oh no, not one of their own. A ripple of shock went down her back, but she didn't pause her step. Bastard! So he was a double agent, one of the snakes in their midst. And there he was, waiting for Obermeier, cool as you like, smoking and shuffling his feet. Her heels clacked on the pavement as she walked through the puddles. Her head turned away from Elmo, as she hid under the brimmed hat that shaded her eyes. Still, the smell of his foul French tobacco drifted by her face. No sign of Obermeier. He was late. Josef and the rest would be tense. It was hard to look as if you were an innocent bystander when you were waiting to kidnap someone. A heavy-set man walked around the corner, and Nancy's heart lurched. She gripped her bag, ready to open it. Not Obermeier. Her hand relaxed. She'd got to the end of the row of buildings. She sensed the men's stares of impatience on her back. As if she'd forgotten something, she clapped her hand to her mouth and turned on her heel to return down the street. She walked more briskly now, swerving past other pedestrians, but the noise of footsteps slapping behind her made her stiffen. A bulk of a man hurried by, beige overcoat flapping. He walked with a slight turnout of the feet, the neck thick as a tree trunk. It was Obermeier, she was certain, but he'd caught her by surprise and she couldn't see his face. She had to be sure. She speeded her step. He was ahead of her, striding towards Elmo at the bank. She passed a long queue of drab women queuing outside the grocer's on the off chance of a food delivery. The man stopped at the bank, which had dripping Nazi flags and a colonnaded portico where Elmo was leaning against a pillar. Obermeier dropped a hand on his shoulder in a familiar way and said something she couldn't hear. Elmo smiled, spat out his cigarette butt and ground it in the wet with the toe of his shoe. Seconds later, a young boy leapt out from the queue,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?